I long for this kind of romance. For a man who just woos me like this. Sing to me in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Quiero cagar.
You have to shit?
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You're my son. I'm your mom. You're my son. I'm your mom. Ask them, will you ask them, will you get your mom? Yes, I would. You're my son. I'm your mom.
It's just like the gays. It's just like, just, it's just like the gays. I looked at her and she looked at me. And it's just like the gays.
Once in a while he calls me mom, you know what I mean?
We're both consenting adults.
Ask them, will you? Ask them, will you?
I looked at her and she looked at me and...
You're my son? I'm your mom?
It's just like the gays. It's just like... Just... It's just like the gays.
Ask them, will you? Ask them, will you?
It's just like the gays.
Wow.
Always puts me in a good mood, that song. DJ Boy Butter with Just Like the Gays.
Yeah, so many layers to that song. There's incest. There's legal issues. Mm-hmm. There's gay rights.
There's also a fun melody.
I asked him.
Garth's team reached out, and you know what they said?
What?
Quit calling me a chomo.
So that's pretty fun.
You know, on our last episode with Shaggy and the Creep, this is before they showed up, but we looked at Garth as a younger man, and I was really swooning over what a hot little ticket he was.
Yep, yep.
I mean,
I'm sure he would have felt the same way about you.
Yeah. Hey, Christina!
Yeah.
Do you think he would have written a song about me?
Sure.
Damn, yeah. That would have been
awesome. I want to lick them drawers.
Yeah, I would like
been
that.
One of his early ones.
Look at that smoldering.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Baby face too.
Got God damn.
Smooth ass baby face.
He's got like old Hollywood good looks. You mm-hmm. know,
handsome guy.
Dang, no wonder he was so popular. And then he grew that stupid Flavor Saver goatee.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not that, the goatee's ruined it. Yeah. I don't think.
I want to dig in your booty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanna dig in your booty.
Let me put my tongue in your ass.
Let me put my tongue in your ass, girl. I'll be like, yeah. Yeah. Man. Put your tongue in my yeah. ass, Garth.
Y'all know it was a banana split.
I remember that song.
I made a banana split yeah. in
just
your
just let
ass.
Me eat you.
Let me eat you one time. You can see that.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
I've got friends that wanna eat you. You could see that.
Absolutely.
And the whole stadium is like, a friend.
Whole sweat. They're going back and forth. And he's like,
sweating like a black man.
Like a black man. Yep.
Yeah, those are those old classic G hits.
I put a banana split in your asshole, girl. Putting some whipped cream on it.
Do you want to plug your dates real quick?
I'm your son. Sure. You're my mom.
You're my mom.
You I'm guys, your son. What date? Oh, where should I start? In Oklahoma. Oklahoma City? Okay. September 23rd through 25th, I'm in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and then Indian Apple Tits, October 6th and 7th. And then I go to Denver, Colorado at the Comedy Vux, October 21st through 23rd. I love that club. And then Raleigh, North Carolina, November 4th through 6th. And then I rescheduled my Salt Lake City dates to Wise Guys in November, and that is Thanksgiving weekend. So
the best
you guys
weekend to go out.
Avoid your family and come see me instead. And then San Antonio LOL was rescheduled to November 9th through 11th. And then the Orlando Improv, November 6th.
Not November.
Oh, sorry.
December.
December 9th through 11th. And then Orlando, December 16th through 18th. ChristinaPOnline.com for those tickets.
For those tickets.
If you're clean, you're clean. If you're dirty, you're dirty.
Man, you really have been... I feel like it was Ed Asner for you, and then now it's Uncle Shine.
Uncle Shine has always spoken to me, but, I mean, I'll never, ever not feel... what Leo did for me and how he still lives in my heart.
Okay, yeah. You come.
It's great.
He's the ultimate cool guy.
He's the best.
But then again, is he a cool guy because he never harassed anybody?
No, he's not a cool guy, but no. He's still awesome.
He's the best.
Show me that you like me.
You know what it has? It has its same innocence and openness that the Four Strokes guy does.
Yeah.
Where he's just happy to tell you what's happening. He's just reporting the weather.
Yeah.
There's no, like, agenda. He's just like, listen, I'm so stoked right now. Like, I came in four strokes. My brother didn't believe me, and then he came.
Yep.
And then there's something sincere about Ed Asner's, too. Like, this is just where it spits. Like, it's so matter of fact.
Matter of fact, direct. There's not a lot of...
No agenda.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to come now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I feel like RPC even has an agenda, because he's still trying to rally black guys who want to fucking fuck good.
Yeah.
Like, he's still trying to make the sales pitch.
No, there's definitely an agenda.
Yeah. But the other two, they're just there for the moment.
Yeah, they just want to, you know.
They just want to come and come hard. And like,
he jacked off in four strokes.
And I want to show you where I come. I want to tell you about how I come and where.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. The greatest people we've ever found on the internet.
I know.
Speaking of great guys, let's start the show. You want to open the show?
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's get into it. Here we go.
My kings and queens above 18, I need to set something straight.
Oh, boy.
I call Christina and Tom from your mom's house. Christine and Tim. I only do it just for fun.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Boom.
Wow, so many thoughts going through my head right now. Like, number one, he's wearing a shirt.
I don't know if I call that a shirt.
It's a little jarring to see him in clothing. I'm used to seeing him hovering
of
over
all
me.
The wild shit we showed Shaggy and the Creep. The thing that they were like, whoa, was his stuff. was the King's videos. They were like, what's going on?
Right. Like the guy in ICP tattooed makeup was blowing their minds.
Yeah. We're showing him like people's legs breaking and, you know, crazy people. And then we played this and he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that guy's messed up. Yeah. So funny.
This is what got him the most.
Yeah. And just can I say for the record, I think probably a top five YMH moment for me to be watching my favorite TikToker, the ICP tattoo face guy.
Oh my God.
With Shaggy from the ICP.
And him dunking on him. Him being like, yeah, this dude is a fucking idiot, man.
It was so.
That was.
Gosh, I love the
best.
Internet.
He's watching that video. And he's like,
you fucking retard.
Wow, what a fun day, what a special moment. So thank you.
I had no idea what
Creep.
Yeah, they were fantastic. I had no idea what to expect. I mean, I thought it'd be fun. Yeah. You know, they're coming to do the show, but like I didn't think it was gonna be that much fun.
So much
fun. I was laughing my ass off that whole
Me
time.
Me too. Yeah, and I'm still thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, that was such a good interview. So much fun. Yeah. Those two, I feel like those two guys are kindred spirits, you know?
They're great.
I feel like we share a lane.
They're great. Well, you wanna hear what the King has to say about
us? Of course. I imagine one person commented, like, you don't know their names, dipshit. And he's like, come on, guys.
Let him explain.
All okay. Right.
My kings and queens above 18, I need to set something straight.
Set it straight.
I call Christina and Tom from your mom's house. Christine.
It's a truck.
It's a vacuum.
And Tim. I only do it just for fun.
Okay.
I don't mean anything by it. I know their names. I just do it to spice things up. So I apologize.
Don't apologize.
I want to let you know why I do it. I just like to mess with them. No harm.
None.
She's got thick skin. Both of them do. They can take a joke.
Skin.
That's why I love him. She's my big-titted animal queen.
Whoa, wow. Whoa,
and he's the king of the month for taking care of her.
Thank you.
Christina and Tom, I just had to clarify that. You have a lot of people on my page saying that I call you guys by other names. I am sorry. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
I was just messing with you. I know you understand. Mm-hmm. I just want everybody else to.
Okay.
Love you, my queen.
Tim.
Christine.
Okay. Oh, there's that smile.
Yeah, I had to get one in there.
Yep.
He's sweet.
Christina and Tom, you guys have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
I love you both.
Thank you, Steve. I first of all, I'm glad you cleared the air. this was something that was really gnawing at me.
God, we were so upset. And like, now I don't have to be upset anymore.
No, that was very nice of you.
Yes, thank
Mr.
you.
King guy. To let us know that you're just razzing us, and as you pointed out, you do it.
I just do it to spice things up.
To spice it up, and it feels real spicy now.
It's different,
but it was cool.
It was so cool that he cleared the air. Oh man, what was I gonna say? Oh, and I like that he also wishes us a good day. You have a good day.
Yes,
you have a good night.
He did. Yes.
He's always polite with that. You gotta make sure people are having a good day.
Gotta do it.
I wanna laugh.
Yeah. You wanna laugh. Yeah. Good day.
Have
you having
a good
day?
Have a good day. You have a good day?
What?
Did you have a good day? Have a good one.
Okay, so this might be like the communist in me, mm-hmm, but nothing, it like really just irritates me. When you answer the phone, like, hi, Mrs. Segura, how are you today? I'm fine. How are you today? And then we can go on with the exchange. Like, can we just skip that?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I don't want to ask how you're doing. You're not even going to answer me and give me an update. You're not going to answer. Like, why do Americans do this? It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's
I mean, not that I'm not American, but I do feel like it's definitely not.
It feels American.
An Eastern blocker.
It's a chit-chat kind of polite
thing. Fucking chit-chat.
It's chit-chat. How's everybody doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Can we order?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even answer sometimes.
You having a good day? No. Can I get this now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, don't ask me. You don't really want to know.
Yeah.
How are you today? Fine. How are you? It's like an extra 30 seconds that I don't want to waste.
Yeah.
Just do the thing. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good. You good? It's I know, it is a waste of time.
God, get on with it. But I'm glad he did apologize, you know, because I was so upset about it. Weren't you up nights worrying that he doesn't know your real name and stuff?
Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. And I was like, wait, he's calling me Tim?
So offensive.
You're the first guy to call me Tim in this whole fucking
thing. First time ever, Gene.
Yeah. There's so much to get into.
Oh, boy. Always. So much to get into.
Do you know...
You had some fun clips you're going to show me? Maybe you feel bad?
No. This is a fun one. So this is Ricky Turkios, MMA fighter, cast member on UFC reality show The Ultimate Fighter.
Mm-hmm. My name is Ricky Turkios. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm 27 years old. You know what I'm saying? Hey. But it's good to see y'all for this interview. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be chopping it up.
He's high as fuck.
I've done martial arts my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I can remember being a young boy doing martial arts since I was like 5. You feel me on that? I remember being in the... That's my first memories. You feel me? He'd even do defense drills. You feel me on that? He would like, hey, put your hands up. You feel me? He would do a little light touch spar with me. You know what I mean? He pumped some jabs. Hey, that's how you got to pick that jab. Got to block that jab. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you get it.
I know what you're saying and I know what you mean.
Yeah. So Ricky... Ricky's doing his press conference.
God,
like,
I love this kid already.
Yeah, he's got great personality.
Yeah.
Outgoing. He's got a big smile. I haven't seen him fight. I don't know much about him, but I'm on your side already. And we was really, really was dropping those, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me on that? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You feel me on that? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You feel me on that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? You know what I mean? You know? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me? You know what I mean? Shout out! You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me? You feel me? You know what I mean? You feel me? You feel me? You feel me? You know? You know what I mean? You know? You know what I'm saying? You know? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know? You know what I'm saying? You feel me on that? You know? You know? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, what was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, you feel me? You know, you feel me on that? You feel me on that? You feel me? You feel me? You feel me? You feel me on that? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know? You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You know? You know what I mean? You know? That's cool, you know? You know? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? You know? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that was an epic.
That was enormous.
Ricky Turkios supercut of, you know what I'm saying? Feel me? You know what I mean? And I didn't think anything could top that. It's been sitting in my little bank here for a minute. And then last week we had Shaggy on.
No. You think he did more? He dropped more, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I mean, within the first 5 minutes, I was like, this might be a record breaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, Shaggy was dropping mad, you know what I'm saying? Mad crazy, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Wavy shits, you know what I'm saying? I'm very competitive, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fucking breathe, you know what I'm saying? Panicking and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Of course. Looked at it, you know what I'm saying? 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 Deluded, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, what a trooper, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's my beauty arm, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? 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 Instagram shits, you know what I'm saying? Rich streaming shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 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 I'm good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying?
This was only the first 15 minutes of the show. So like, picture that.
Yes.
6 more times.
I can't believe it. And I recognize it because this is the beginning of the interview. I remember this is when we first talked about his arm breaking and all that stuff. This is amazing.
These are amazing, you know what I'm saying?
And I was just so enthralled with these two. I didn't even acknowledge, you know, like they didn't even register.
Yeah.
Because I was just listening to him and they're both so sweet and real.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
God, the you know what I'm saying,
man.
I haven't had we haven't done like a real deep dive on, you know what I'm saying, in a minute.
We got to get back into it.
Well, I think we just did.
I forgot how much I enjoyed the, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Supercuts.
Yeah.
My favorite one is that I've never had a job day in my life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That was probably my favorite, you know what I'm saying? The Suge Knight interview one.
Yeah.
In that jail, you know what I'm saying? Is that Suge?
Well, it's a guy talking about
Suge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in like a death row documentary. He's like, I ain't never had a job in my life. You know what I'm saying? But in that jail, you know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He doesn't say anything in these stories.
The funny thing about Death Row is that it's Dr. Dre's song. I think it's Fuck With Dre Day, where it starts. The song, like, it goes, dun, 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 dun. Yes. He goes, yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
No, he says, you know what I'm saying?
No, he goes, hold on, hold on. He goes, I memorize it because I'm so enthralled. It goes, yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he says nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
He goes, yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, we were listening to Snoop and Dre on the way in, and at the height of my gothdom, is when Gin and Juice came out, and like even the goths represented on that album. Like,
they sure did.
I memorized everybody that song because it was so. Look, no matter who you were, you loved Gin and Juice. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on the West Coast, I don't know if everywhere else it was the same phenomenon. But
yeah,
wow, those two are just so talented. I forgot
they are very talented guys.
Yeah, one, two, three, into the foe. Snoop, Doggy Dogg, and Dr. Dre is at the dough.
Yeah.
Long Beach and Compton. Now you know you're in trouble.
Oh God, that I didn't like that at all.
We had dinner with Danny Brown a while ago, and I was like, "Danny, have you heard my rap song?" And he was like, "Uh huh."
He's like, "Yeah, I heard that shit."
He's like one of the greatest rappers ever, Danny Brown. He's like, mm-hmm, "Yeah, you're shooting, it's out there."
That was good. You know, one of the things that's real. We should talk about this, is that I couldn't go a few weeks ago to Bert's variety party.
Yes.
But our staff went.
Oh, they did. And listen, I got a full report from Nadav. Nadav is out sick today. But listen, I got a full report. I got some intel on Zolo. As we all know, the eaters in this crew are amazing. Okay, yes. We have some outstanding eaters. And he is really good with In-N-Out. He can wolf down, what is it, like 4 or 5 burgers in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Nadav and his baby Lafa, he took that home and he in a Febreze bag and ate that. That was like a 5-pounder. We've been sleeping on Zolo.
Yeah.
Because Josh Zolo is the youngest of us all. What are you, 21? And you're the mightiest eater. He can go hard anytime. Any place.
House that food.
Now, Nadav gave me a full report and any that at this event that Bert was being honored at, he's like, basically, there wasn't a slider that Zolo refused. Like, the sliders would come around, those cheeseburger sliders, and he would house 4 at one time. And then pizza, house.
I didn't pay attention when we went to that steakhouse. What did you eat that
night? Oh, he's an eater.
I had a big steak, filet, and then, you know, all the appetizers and the sides and everything.
So you went to town. Okay.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the desserts. I made him a dessert plate.
That's right.
And then he ate all of it.
But 21. I mean, he's 21.
But look how tiny. Like, he's still, it doesn't go anywhere.
That metabolism's in full gear,
The metabolism.
Metabolism's in 6th gear right now.
Man, enjoy that shit, son.
Yeah. Even when it slows down, just keep eating like that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's my favorite part of going to these events. You know, they're always bringing around plates of food.
Do you show up hungry on purpose or no? You just show up wherever.
I mean, it was like 6 p.m., so it was dinner time and I hadn't eaten. So I was like, fuck it. This is dinner. Yeah. So I went to town and it was good.
What do you normally eat? Because when you're around us, we get well-rounded meals generally sent to the office. What are you eating for dinner? Like tonight, you'll go home. What do you get? Are you stopping at Taco Bell? Are you cooking? What's your meal?
I love me some Taco Bell, but I think I'm a pretty well-rounded eater for the most part. Like, I try to eat relatively healthy and clean.
What was it last night? What did you have for dinner?
Last night was a burger. Last night was a burger and fries, yeah.
Nice, yeah.
What kind of burger did you get?
I went to Johnny Rockets, so it was like the nice, like, old-style, like, I don't know, California burger, yeah.
Do you have a favorite burger? Because I think burgers might be my all-time favorite food.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to beat In-N-Out. An In-N-Out double-double animal style. I went when I was in Texas, I went to Whataburger. Boo. A lot of people try to compare those two. Yeah. Whataburger is dog shit compared to In-N-Out.
When I first said that online, man, I don't
fucking
know.
I hate Whataburger.
3 or 4 years ago, and I got just annihilated by people.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe I got it wrong. I was like, man, maybe I had a bad one.
Yeah.
And I went back. Nah. I got another one.
Fucked up, bro.
It is fucking bullshit.
I mean, it's good, but like the way like Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. is good. It's not like In and Out.
It's not notable at
it's
all.
Not
at all.
Yeah.
And they put too much mayonnaise on there. It's like a fucking Midwestern mayonnaise burger. The bread sucks.
The bread is part of the ingredient of a great burger. The bread's
100%.
Terrible. No, I would do In and Out. Shake Shack is fucking.
That's definitely
legit.
Up there.
Point.
Super good.
Yeah. But Whataburger, I don't know why those fucking dum-dums think it's something special. It's the most bullshit burger I've ever had.
I don't get it at all.
Oh, White Castle can suck my tits, too.
Yeah. White Castle was another disappointment. When I was over in like Chicago, I had White Castle.
Yeah.
Also dog shit.
Not notable.
Nope.
No. You know, the meat has to be fresh, and the bun has to be fresh.
I feel like, you know what it is, though, is that these fucking idiots that think that Whataburger is something special, they're just not exposed to anything
they
else.
They don't know any better.
You know, it's like if you're in Croatia and you're like, you know what the best thing is? Roasted flowers. Yeah. You know, because like that's what your grandma makes.
Rock soup, yeah.
And you're like, there's nothing better than grandma's rock soup. Then, that's all you eat.
Of course.
You think it's the best thing ever.
And
then
you
get out there a little more. You're like, oh, this is fucking hot diarrhea.
With mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
Well, but now, shout out to Tejas. Their barbecue,
I think,
is the best in the fucking nation.
And I think, I'll say this, and this will upset other people, and I don't give a fuck.
Go for it, Tom.
This show
is controversial as heck.
I'd much rather have barbecue in Texas than in Kansas City.
Same. I agree, Tom. Wow. Mm. Now, that is gonna blow some minds open.
It's going to upset people. But the only thing is...
Wow. You just threw down the
gauntlet. Here's what I'm saying. I travel for a living.
Yeah,
I go
same.
To these places.
Same.
I've had barbecue in Kansas City.
So have I.
In Memphis. In North Carolina.
Alabama. Dreamland.
I've had it in... I prefer the Texas barbecue.
So do I. No, I don't really like a dry rub. Isn't that what Kansas City is known for? The dry rub?
I don't
remember. St. Louis Tits?
I don't... Oh, that's another barbecue place.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, in Tejas, you order brisket, which is not my favorite. It's not brisket is usually dry pussy meat, but they make it so juicy. Yo, it's like Rudy's. Get that shit. Get your life. Like in Austin, that shit is so tight, dude.
Yeah.
And the sides, if you can get some good sides. Yeah. Now, that's a problem with a lot of barbecue in Tejas and everywhere, I'd say. If the sides are shit, everything else is shit. Like, why don't they focus on their sides? You can't just give me a slice of white bread and call that a side.
Well, that's just supposed to sop it up. Sop up all that grease, you know?
Yeah. But I want macaroni and cheese. I want green beans.
You can get all that.
I want some kick-ass slaw. Yeah, but they're not always superior. They don't always focus on the sides.
Yeah.
And that fucks up the whole game.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So Zolo is a competitive eater. Do you take huge dumps? I imagine your dumps are massive.
Yeah, they can get pretty big.
God, that 21-year-old body is just...
I think so.
Yeah. Like they're solid?
Yeah, I think they're pretty solid.
Wow.
Are you
good one this morning? I was like, oh, that was nice.
Are you so young and virile that like you can eat crap? Like you can get ripped beer and then go eat Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and it doesn't even faze you? Like you just go to sleep, you wake up fine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's youth.
Oh, man.
I'd be in the hospital right now. I almost am. I don't even know.
I know.
What
happened to you?
I don't know.
What'd you have last night?
Oh, I had drinks.
That may be alcohol, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you woke up, you had your egg whites, you had your bacon.
Yeah. Spinach.
Spinach.
I'm not doing well.
You know what you need? Carbs.
Yeah.
You might need to eat like bread.
Rice coming.
Yeah. You need carbs when your stomach's sour like that.
Mm. I'm getting this fucking thing off today.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
I can't
this thing off.
Wait. Can I tell you, there's nothing better when
I'm having chest pain.
When you go to the doctor and they're like, you can walk in a new thing now. You can get the fucking, this mitt has been on you for 3 weeks.
I can't wait.
Your little mitten.
Can't wait.
God damn. I can't wait for you, homie. I'm so stoked.
You think
you're going to get the mitt off for real, though?
This is coming off.
And then you can like just have an arm for
a
minute?
Well, I have a brace on, some type of brace.
Just like a smaller. Dude, it's like
But not
game
not game. Like a sling or anything. You game. Know?
Can I tell you, in retrospect, those 6 weeks where I had to scoot,
yeah,
were fucking so sad.
Yeah.
Like, not being able to walk for 6 weeks was just so depressed. By the fourth week, I was really depressed. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But not being able to walk is, ugh, I'm over it. But I'm getting back. I'm rehabbing.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So also in staff news, you didn't get to see these Instagram posts.
No, I want to know all about this, 'cause you told me and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
So you've been out of the loop on this. So lunchtime discussions and on where my mom's at as well. I love to get personal with the Booth boys. I like to get to know their lives, what's going on. Chris Larson's been the focus here and there on where my mom's at too. Mm. He's been living with a rat, and the rat has since disappeared. So what? Now that storyline has come and gone. And really, I love Chris. I think he's just such a sensational
guy. He is great.
Guy.
He's a great, great person.
He's definitely the most
dedicated worker.
Such a good employee.
Beautiful hair.
Great jacket. And also
cooks for himself,
takes good care of himself. He's a high quality human, and he's arguably the most normal, emotionally balanced of all of us. When we look to somebody like, hey, Chris, what's the normal response? He often has that response.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get the other boys' help, Zolo, Annie, Nadav, because they're on the social media. You know, at least for sure Nadav is dating on there, to help Chris find a lady. So the boys have been pressuring him to make social media posts at least once a month. Because he's what's your Instagram, Chris?
It's at @CEE_LARS, at C Lars.
Okay.
Now,
Chris, so the boys have
now
been...
they are put. Now, it's clear, what has been made clear to me, they push him to make these posts.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you need to make a post.
Because, like...
That is correct.
So you reluctantly do these?
Yes, I do.
Can we start with the first one? Can I see what's going on
You're
with
gonna
this
You're
going
to die. Okay. Oh, my God.
Hey guys, the guys at the office won't stop pounding me about posting to Instagram stories, so I'm going to now do a once a month post just for them. See you in July.
Oh, okay, that's the first one.
So you'll see, like, I've encouraged it. You can see I put a million applause there. Like, I'm
yes,
really all for Chris.
I saw that, yes.
Getting on socials. He needs to
okay,
get laid.
So that's
hey
the
guys,
first one.
The oh, guys at the office.
Let's
see. So they won't stop pounding me at work to make the next post. So here's my next post. See you in August.
is this going to be your series? Like every month you'll be like, I'll see you next month.
Yeah. At least for the short term until I lose, like, I guess I just get broken by it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know that by putting this on, you're going to get a lot more followers now, right?
Yeah, my parents think it's hilarious. They're like, you follow nobody and you have 5,000 comments on a video.
So your parents are on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and. All right, let's leave them out of this. We don't want anything to happen to
no,
them.
No, let's leave them out. But
what do they think of your social media presence?
I mean, it's pretty non-existent for the most part.
Right.
Apart from these Instagram posts. But yeah, they're all for it. They're really excited about what you guys are doing.
Like, what kind of DMs are you looking for? Do you want like puss pics, a-holes? Like,
this
you
is
want,
what I'm talking
what,
about.
What is like your preference?
Puss pics. Tom. He doesn't want puss pics.
You don't know.
Sweet. Larson's sweet. God.
Legs wide open.
He does not want legs wide open and asshole pics. I mean, maybe he does, but he's not going to say
does.
It.
Well, this is a good time. Share with your boy, Tommy. What's up?
Yeah, you're not going to get really a response if that's what you send me.
So if you send Chris Larson your puss pic,
can't stand him.
He doesn't like him.
So Chris, let's go through this because I think you're a high quality individual. What are you looking for? How can we help you find this woman?
I mean, right now I'm really just waiting until the move
to Austin. So maybe an Austin-based ladies. It's not too far off into the, you know, future here. Austin-based are in the Austin area. How far outside, like how many miles are you willing to travel?
I mean, I don't really know what the distance between Austin and other places
are. You don't want to travel far. Don't put out a big distance thing.
I wouldn't say outside of Austin.
No.
Proper, I wouldn't probably mess with.
And like, what are you looking for? What kind of a lady excites you?
A lady that, you know, she likes to do shit, but also doesn't too, because I get really fucking lazy. So I kind of need someone who
can chill,
but also will get me off my ass a little bit. Cause
somebody who has a similar philosophy to you probably would work, right?
Well, yeah, I think a similar philosophy is good in most relationships.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Live life 365.
So, like, the girl who is like, well, I wake up at 6 a.m. and then I jog around the green belt and then I go and then I feed orphans in the park and then I go and I do this activity and this, like, that's probably not the girl for you. You are active. You've told me, because I was like, Chris, you're definitely going to be one of these shirtless jogger guys. And you're like, oh, for sure.
I didn't say shirtless jogger guys. I said kayaker maybe, but not a jogger.
He's going to be a kayaker. So you believe in, like, moderate fun activities. You like going out to dinner? Are you a dinner guy?
Oh yeah, I love food. Food's one of my big things. I love cooking it. I love trying new things, as long as they're like things I can eat for the most part. But yeah.
And what are your deal breakers? What are you just no?
She has to, I guess, be a little self aware. Like I've talked to, I've had some bad dates where they're just like I don't apologize to anybody because I always think about what I'm saying before I say it. I'm like, that just means you have a problem admitting when you're wrong.
Yeah.
So like things that are like that, like I that's a turnoff for me. Like if you can't recognize if you can't recognize that you're in the wrong sometimes, then that's going to be a problem. But like, I understand that like I'm in the wrong too. Like it's, no one's perfect. Right. I don't expect perfection. But
don't be
self-awareness.
Completely self-awareness is important. If you don't have self-awareness,
take it easy, fuckhead.
Yeah, get out of here, right?
Yeah, and also just being responsible. Like I don't want to have to take care of you necessarily. Like you can manage on your own. I don't want to have to manage everything for you.
Sounds like you've had to do that before.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. What about tits? Are you into tits or ass? What's your jam?
I mean, what guy doesn't like tits? But
no, some guys like hungry tits and a big ass. Like, you know, some guys are butt guys, some guys are tit guys, right?
Yeah. Well, I can handle either. But yeah.
What do you prefer? Are you tits or ass? I mean, what's your jam?
I would probably be more of a tits guy over an ass guy, but
I knew it. And then blondes, brunettes. What are we into? What's the color of the hair? What makes your dick hard, you know?
I would say like darker hair probably is more my jam than lighter hair.
Okay.
But yeah, just I guess the less alike I am to them, you know, like I don't want like a blonde, blue-eyed, you know, I don't know what do we want to call that.
And do you approve?
I approve Jews.
Do you care about dating outside your religious background?
That's not a deal breaker, but I do see that as probably going to be an issue for some people because, you know, I mean, you kind of have to agree on certain things. Like, if you have kids, are you going to get them baptized? Or are you going to have them be Jewish? I don't know. Depends on how religious that person is, I suppose.
What if morning, noon, and night they say the N-word? Is that a deal breaker?
That might be a deal breaker for me.
Right. You got to put these things out there.
It's just going to make me uncomfortable. Even if you are black, it's still going to make me uncomfortable.
Okay. What about a doll collection? You're not going to...
Nah. How big a doll collection are we talking here?
You like women, Asian descent, African American.
Yes.
Indians. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got your flaves. I'm putting it out there, dude. It's going to happen. Now, Zolo, Annie, Nadav, I'm putting you guys in charge of going through these DMs.
Yep.
And I want a full
That's
report.
That's not going to happen.
Because he's not going to do it.
We've been trying.
Yeah, he's Larson not even going to look at them.
Is ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Larson is ready.
I'm looking for girls for pussy.
So send in your resumes. Don't send butthole pics. We just learned that he's the one guy that doesn't want those. So
you know I'm going to get a bunch of those now, right?
Butthole pics.
And you will forward them to your boss. Now.
Really? Butthole?
Sure.
Over vag?
Both. Send both. The fuck? Don't hold on to those.
Damn.
Yeah.
Having their pussies licked.
Yeah.
Well. These soundboards are just getting fucking way worser over the years. They're just degenerate soundboards.
Chris is ready.
Chris is ready. Can I tell you, like, I feel like
Come on, show me that you like me.
He's just a lion waiting to be awoken. Oh my God. What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
He just wants that little bit of pressure on his prostate and wakes him right up.
That's right. I feel like he just needs the right woman to wake him up.
Be that lady. Be that girl.
Get him. Get that.
Don't be stingy.
Yeah, get his feathers flying, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
He needs those dick touches. Everybody needs dick and V touches.
Sure.
Keeps you alive. Wow. Wow. You got to touch your D and your V.
And will you be sending D pics to these ladies in return?
Oh. There's no way I'm putting my dick online. In any context.
No?
Yeah. People do. Josh, have you sent your D out into the world?
No, I haven't.
Smart. For a 21-year-old, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
Josh and I, he's got like 45-year-old opinions on stuff. We see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. And my opinions are very old school, I will admit, on certain things. And he's like, yep.
Separate neighborhoods. Separate water fountains. Yeah, I got you. What about Zane? He sends dick pics?
Hell no.
I don't know.
Zane's a vegetarian.
He says he hasn't.
He has not.
No
wow.
Way.
Dick pics for me.
Wow. Very, very impressed with his staff.
Zane is so
All I heard about
calm.
Is that everybody now sends dick pics.
You know? Oh, well, that's all I hear is that it's Dick City out there in the world. You know what's so funny about Zane is that we'll be talking crazy shit during lunch, and his head is just down and into the phone. He's like, nope. Yep. Like Zane is just not having it.
I'm just taking everything in.
Are you? Yeah. What, is it that you're overwhelmed, or you're just like, I don't even want to get in. Like, these people are out of their minds. Like, what's happening to you?
No, I've worked with Nadav long enough, so I came in, you know,
ready.
Aware. Yeah,
you're ready. You knew what it's like here.
Yeah, and any, I was working with both of them, so I was,
so
you know,
different.
Yeah. So you don't talk like that in your life, where you just have like crazy. You don't say crazy shit to your friends.
I guess it's
a
spectrum. Not as crazy as they do, but
yeah.
Well, I got something pretty cool to show you.
Yeah, let's see it.
Do you remember a few weeks, maybe like a month and a half ago or so, maybe 2 months ago? This.
He's given me a ticket for stunting because he heard me yelling at someone on my phone. And then I fingered him on the way out of there and told him to mind his business. And he's pulling me over for stunting again. I feel like driving away and starting a high-speed chase. This is over-policing.
Yes, sir. Just let me put you on hold for one second.
I was
this guy.
I wasn't here for this.
Oh,
there,
watch
I'm on
the
phone
thing.
With your fucking boss, you dick.
Okay.
I don't understand what stunting and fingering.
So stunting, I mean, here in the United States, that's what, you know, the hot boys like. Lil Wayne and Big Baby, but I guess in stunting in Canada has a different. Is that like loitering or something? Or?
No, it's doing anything on the road that could distract another driver.
Okay, so it's a
stunting.
Stunt like your daddy, but okay, so that's the Canadian term for doing something distracting, I guess, on the road. Okay.
There's another officer on the way to talk to you. Okay.
Yeah, this guy can fuck right off, and this ticket he can shove up his fucking ass. You can stay on the phone with me until the other officer gets here to defuse the situation. I no longer feel safe because of the little bitch behind me. pulls me over. I was at a complete stop when we were leaving him pulling us over. And complete stop, and I fingered him and hurt his feelings again. Well, fuck him and his feelings. It's not illegal to finger a police officer. It's not illegal to call him a fucking faggot.
That's pretty cool.
Right? I love this guy so much.
Oh, keep watching.
God.
And I'm crumpling up his ticket. You hear that? See your ticket, you fuck? Crumpled up. I throw it on the ground, but you'd give me a fucking ticket for littering. Fuck you. Sorry. I'm not mad at you at all. You've been very professional and stuff. But that little worm behind me deserves a fucking foot in the ass. I'm waiting for your boss to call me. Fuck off and get in your car. You're a fucking little bitch. Give me my ticket and go fuck yourself, goofball fucking faggot. Fuck you. Fuck off, you bitch.
That's crazy. He's talking to a cop.
You're a fucking clown.
Right. It's not over yet.
Only in Canada can you get away with that shit.
Oh, can you?
He's got his gun on me now. The RCMP officer has his gun on me now. Listen to him. He's fucking hitting. He's hitting my fucking truck now. He's breaking my window. Holy fuck! Get a member here. Get a member here. Holy fuck! Help me. Help me. I won't.
Send somebody now, please. He's got a fucking gun on my husband.
He's tripping balls.
Send someone now.
He's tripping balls.
Help me. Holy fuck! Help me.
What are you doing?
I like that they're like, what are you doing?
We've
behaving rationally.
Yeah, you idiot.
He's tripping balls.
He's not tripping balls.
You know what I love more than anything is you can fuck right off.
Yeah.
That is so Canadian. Fuck right off.
Yep.
God, I love that.
It's
I'm
going to
start
great.
Saying that.
It's
you can fuck right off, eh?
Yeah.
It's not illegal to call them a fucking faggot.
Okay. So
is it illegal?
We had so many questions. And guess what?
What?
We have an update.
No.
Yeah.
You could fuck right off.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lutkin here. Fresh out of jail. Had an RCMP officer pull a gun on me today.
Yeah, well.
I got pulled over twice within 10 minutes for stunting, for calling a cop a few derogatory names, but believe me, he deserved those names.
Yeah.
This cop gave me a second stunting ticket. All I did was call him a faggot. So then I went to pull away from that, and he said I brushed up against him. I rolled my window down, and I said, fuck you, I did, you fucking piece of shit. I didn't touch you, you fucker. You walked into it.
Yeah.
And then I drove away.
Yeah,
I stopped at the stop sign. A block later, he pulls me over. I go to roll my window down. He had his gun out. He's pointing his gun at me, beating on my fucking truck. Like, seriously, for calling him a name? Mm. So then I got charged with assaulting a police officer with a deadly weapon, which is my truck, because apparently he walked into it as I was driving away. I've never assaulted anyone in my fucking life. I'm a bit of a big mouth and a bit of an asshole. But yeah, don't yell on your phones in the presence of a police officer or you'll get a stunting ticket. And when you tell him to fuck off for it, you'll get a second stunting ticket.
Duh.
And when you tell them to fuck off after the second something ticket, you're going to get a gun pointed at you.
Yeah.
I like how the message here is like, they're just not fair, these cops, you know?
Well,
not that I'm out of my mind angry right now.
Well, all these guys, it's never their fault.
Yeah.
Ask all these guys in jail, they never did anything wrong.
Everyone in jail is like, I'm innocent.
Of course. And so is he. He just called an officer a faggot and then, flipping the bird aggressively. Could you imagine doing that to an LAPD
cop? At least
he
has some self-awareness. He's like, I'm a bit of a big mouth and a bit of an asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Just a little bit.
What is wrong with this guy?
I'm a bit of a big mouth and a bit of an asshole.
A big mouth.
Asshole. Yeah.
A bit of a big mouth.
You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
To a cop. How do you think it's going to go? I don't know. That's always been obvious to me that like cops will not respond well.
Me too. I mean, my stepdad would pick fights with other people, civilians, but never a cop. Like, he knew you don't fuck with cops, bro. Like,
it's not a good idea.
Avoid police.
Yeah.
All I did was call him a faggot.
That's all's I did.
All's I did. You could fuck right off, eh?
Yeah.
All's I did.
He was so angry.
Yeah.
When he was getting pulled over. Yeah. God damn.
Something tells me he's taking it out on the wrong person.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some dad issues, authority issues. Can you imagine, though, being a cop and having to deal with these fucking wankers all day?
You know.
That's all you're dealing with are mentally ill people.
And now you know, like now.
Jesus.
That guy is like, fuck, I'm dealing with assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer charged. Like, I got to deal with that now.
I know, and I wonder what it's like.
You
want to
talk about
Canada.
Getting fucked? Like, that's a big fuck you charge. Like, if all that cop has to do is tell that story to the, you know, district attorney or whatever they have there, and it's like, oh boy, you're going to have a really long fucking year, man.
I know.
It's going to suck so bad.
I wonder if they're tougher on this stuff than we are. They must be in Canada, no?
If you do that to a cop here, it's not going to be chill. It's going to be really bad for you. Yeah.
Really bad. I don't know nothing about the legal system there.
Speaking of, holy shit, I want to show you this. Oh my God.
I just called a cop a faggot and flipped him the bird.
Look at this and tell me how amazed you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm amazed. I got to see this before we rolled.
Okay, let me see.
All right, just keep an eye on this screen.
Oh, wait, shit.
Oh. My bad. That's not what I meant to
That's
show
still
you.
Pretty incredible. That kid's in a wheelchair.
I know. He said he went, oh, shit. And he's like, oh, I can't break my neck anymore, I guess.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
Yo. Fuck.
That made my asshole pucker.
Same, bro.
I was looking for.
That kid should not be skating anymore. I think once you've already lost your legs, you should stop. Stop while you're ahead, dude. You just lost your arms.
God.
And your neck. You're lucky you have a neck.
What's the one? Yes. Is that what it's called? Do jumps? Yes, this
God
one.
God bless the skateboarders.
This is the one. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
This is so unfucking believable.
Okay.
I can't believe
You're
it.
You're scaring me.
Wait.
I'd like to see it again.
He fucking... Look how high up he is.
One, two, it's two floors. Three. He's on the third story. He's on the third
Look, he
floor.
Just got up.
And he landed on the concrete or the grass.
But no, who cares where
it's
he landed?
Wild as fuck.
He like, yo, how?
How?
How? Look at him.
How?
Trying to make it make sense. Trying to make it make sense, bro.
Bro, this guy jumped out of the third story window. Like,
amazing.
We saw rain boots break his whole body. Jumping from like 10 feet. This dude lands on his...
How is right. Look, so he's got his...
Hanging out the third floor. Lands on his feet.
On his feet.
Falls to his ass.
He's up.
Picks up his shit.
He's
and
up.
Hauls ass.
Amazing. This guy's a fucking...
He like,
hero.
Yo, how?
How?
How? Look at him.
Trying to make that make sense.
Trying to make it make sense. Trying to make it make sense, bro.
Your shit don't make sense.
You're like, how, bro?
Third story jump? Are
bananas.
You fucking kidding me?
Bananas.
He was fine. He didn't even go like, oh, let me sit here for a second. Let this pain that's searing through my ankle and knees. No. Just popped up. That is just exhibit A. Black people are better athletes. I mean,
babe.
That's it. That's what I would show in court. I'd be like, can I show you this real quick? Guy jumped out of a third story window and just popped up and went for a jog. It's fucking crazy.
It is pretty wild.
And we don't even know if that guy's like 35.
I know.
Like,
how old?
Might not even be a kid.
He's got to be a kid.
God
There's
damn.
No way you could do that.
Are you blown away by that?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Totally.
It's wild, dude.
Oh my
That's
God.
Wild. And he picked up his shit, too. He was like, well, got to get my bag. Get
my bag and just jog on out of here.
Nuts, bro.
Amazing. I was amazed
Nuts.
By that. I had to watch it over and over. I'm like, how is he okay? How is he okay?
It's just different strokes for different. I mean, that's
different.
How some people, you know, break their necks. Some people.
I know.
Different.
Yeah.
When that video first came in, I thought it was a much different type of video. I thought it was one of those death videos. Like
I thought we were just going to see somebody jump and then, like the rain boot guy, be like, ah, just lay there with broken limbs.
Yeah.
Not or, pop up and jog away.
Exactly.
The rain boot guy. Makes me laugh so hard. It's so it's such a choice to jump in those boots.
That's
like,
consistent,
why would
by the
you
way,
do that?
Of because I keep showing
why
it
would
to
you do
everybody that?
That
sits on the couch consistently. As people going like, ah! Like they all kind of just are jarred.
But
so
it makes me
by.
Laugh so hard. Like,
I know
it's the outfit, the choice of the boots, and then like, bro, what did you think was going to happen? Yo, bend
yes.
your legs, homie. Like, bend your legs.
Yeah, why'd you jump straight legged?
Yeah,
you know?
Dipshit, bend your knees. Okay, look, let's see how he falls.
Yeah, because he
there's got to be
well,
something to this.
His knees
don't go straight.
No, fuck no.
So
they bend, and then he falls to his ass. You know,
right? So what? But he falls on the grass. So he's halfway out the window. He jumps down.
That, yeah.
So he falls he goes, on his ass.
But he goes feet to ass.
Right.
Very quickly.
Feet to ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's feet to ass.
Feet to ass.
So far,
and then he breaks like.
He's
it is
not,
so far. It's fucking crazy. He's young. He's got to be young. There's no way.
Yeah, he could be a teenager, but he could be in his 20s. I don't know how old he is.
Fuck, dude.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah. Story window.
I'm going to send this to my doctor and be like, yo.
Is this possible?
Check this out.
He jumps out. Now, I will say I read in a book a long time ago, if you're going to jump out of a window, always jump out and down. Don't just fall out because you'll go back into the building.
Why would you go back into the building?
Gravity, how physics work.
Physics doesn't work
like
that.
You have to push yourself out and then so you'll go out and down. You may just fall in towards the building. It's true. I read it in a survival book many years ago.
You fucking hug me.
Why do you need a hug, man? You doing okay?
I apologize for being a jerk.
It's all right. I'm not mad at you.
I wanted to hug you, you little snot.
Right.
I wanted to give you a hug, you snot.
Just give a guy a
right,
hug.
I don't want
asshole.
A fucking hug from you.
You fucking serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Right, I don't want a hug from a random drunk guy on the street.
Smart kid.
Yep.
And that's what you got to teach your kids. Don't fucking hug drunk got crackheads on the street.
No.
Speaking of important things.
Fuck your feelings, homie.
You know, we were remembering the Cincinnati fart, which is
one of the most historical YMH.
Coming up on, it's 6 years ago.
Important event, yes. I was pregnant with Ellis.
6 years ago this month. And and we got this clip in about when they're at the hotel.
No.
Asking about it.
No.
Yeah, at check-in.
There's a room here. There's like a famous room.
I've heard about it, but I don't know what
I think it's like Cincinnati fart happened.
What?
Cincinnati fart?
Yeah, I was told like one time about it, but I don't know what room it is.
Really? When you get hired here, do they like let fill you in on it? Is it like a thing?
No, not when I got hired. I've been here since February. I just found out like 2 weeks ago.
The Cincinnati fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Gavin. You know he's doing that thing. What is that called? You know, I feel like Kevin Nealon made it the most famous.
A subliminal guy.
Yeah, subliminal guy. But like he's going Cincinnati fart, and she's like, yeah. And she's like, she's not registering what he's saying, but she's like, mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't hearing the words, but he's getting it out. Cincinnati fart.
Cincinnati fart.
She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm, no, mm-hmm. No. Again, is this a conspiracy theory? I don't know. But
they know.
They know.
They
like,
know.
She's like, yeah, they didn't fill me in, but I know you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. It's on the pamphlet. It's in all the tourist brochures. You
in
see
Cincinnati.
Those buses, they drive by and they're like, this is the famous Renaissance Hotel where the Cincinnati fart happened. Christina P. was 5 months pregnant with her first son, Ellis, and ate from a buffet.
Yep. Out on the river.
Out on the river.
Yeah.
Well, also, I would like to, Yana, take credit, get some credit.
Mm-hmm.
We were ordering room service. And we ordered the grilled artichokes, and I asked if you dared me to say the grilled fartichokes, and I did. And she didn't even.
It's a similar kind of thing of the subliminal
bat and eyelash.
Yeah.
You just say it, and then people are like, I get there's no way she could have said fartichokes.
Yeah,
fartichoke, grilled fartichokes.
Yeah.
Nobody even fucking questions
it. I did this to my uncle when I was a teenager, where at one time I go, my Uncle Dave, I go, oh, yeah, my, he's like, are you okay? I was like, oh, my ailing is doing. And he was like, what? And I go, my ailing is doing? And he was like, yeah. Let's see if we got some medicine or something. And then I was like, yeah, I don't think a medicine will help. I just feel like my ailing is doing. And he was like, well, I could call a doctor or something. And I was saying, my ailing is doing, which is not.
It's nothing.
Nothing. But he had a full, like, 2-minute conversation with me about it. And then I told my mom about it. And then she sat and watched me talk to him more about it. And she just laughed and laughed. But it's like people, I don't know what our reluctance to say, like, I don't know what
I
you're saying.
I don't understand. Yeah.
So he just, what well, he just kept talking to me about it. He's like, yeah, I had something like that one time.
Yeah. It's you know, what people don't admit to being ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so.
Well, it's kind of like my Method Man story where I was embarrassed to keep saying what.
Yeah, after the third time.
Right, because he said something
ask.
And he repeated it, and then I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
It's like people's names. You can't
yeah,
ask.
But I just went
times.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So maybe they're not hearing properly and they don't want to ask what.
Yeah.
So Eric Lundy, shout out to Eric, Hollow Leg Comics, mm-hmm. Instagram. He does the weekly posters on my feed. Anyway, we worked with a guy and we were fucking with him because he was like a real corporate guy where he would just repeat. You know, put a pin in it. Let's circle back and circle yeah. the wagons. Like, he was just one of those guys that loved those corporate
yeah.
phrases.
Yeah.
So Eric, one time to fuck with him, was showing him a piece of art that he had made for some graphic or whatever. And he goes, so, you know, you're going to, his name is Bill, this guy. He goes, so Bill, you're going to look and you're going to look at the diminutive space in this. And this is the diminutive space. And that's clearly not, it's not a word.
Not a word.
And then Bill later on in a meeting was like, and see, you've got the diminutive space here. Like, he fucking said
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, he parroted it. Yeah.
It was epic. And like, Eric and I have talked about this for 15 years.
Did anyone say anything?
Thing.
No.
No, that's yeah. the thing is that, because like, remember the first time you heard the word impactful? You were kind of like, did I, that doesn't sound like a word.
No,
it's
I got to disagree with you on that because I remember saying impactful to you and you telling me that's not a word. And I
became a word later. It yeah, wasn't in the lexicon at first. No.
Yeah, I've word. Always held on to the fact that I thought you were R-worded about that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Google.
That's
impactful.
Many years kind of thing.
Okay, impactful originally, it's a corporate word.
I don't,
it
none of that adds up.
Became a word.
I think this is all in your head.
Nope.
Yeah.
Impactful.
I mean, impactful sounds like.
It just became a fucking word, bro.
Okay.
This shit was not in the lexicon 10 years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's some fucking idiot just
I can't,
started
I can't
saying
read it.
It. Is impactful a word? See, the fact that that's even a question.
In the 1960s, so before you were born, it emerged as a word.
Some critics reject impactful as an illogical, unnecessary, and clumsy piece of jargon. Scroll up.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll up. Yes, impactful is a word, but it's likely to annoy at least one of your readers. There you go. If you want to substitute the word for impactful, use a synonym such as
yeah.
influential, powerful, or
but
effective.
But here's the
so,
thing. It's one of those things that has never struck me as anything other than.
It's redundant. To me, it sounds redundant. It sounds like, okay, if something has an impact, you say, well, that had a huge impact.
Or it was impactful.
Impactful. Full of impact.
Yeah,
it sounds redundant to me. Like, well, okay. It had an impact. How much
has
more
it struck you as
impact?
that way? That word?
I hate that fucking
Never.
Word.
And she's always it's always
Ugh,
bothered her.
It makes me crazy.
Because I remember a I decade ago, more saying impactful, and her being
not
like,
"Not a word."
What? That's not a word. No.
Not
like,
a word.
Okay.
It's a corporate. It's one of these bullshit corporate words that fucking they made up, and then now you think it's a real word. That shit just came out.
It didn't just come
telling
out.
You,
it just said emerged in the 60s.
It's not true. It came later than that. You got to
no,
look at different articles. But you're not reading the articles I'm reading. It's a conspiracy. I'm telling you right now, homie.
That's over 60 years ago.
I tell you, I read a lot of books when I was in
Doesn't
college.
Matter.
The word impactful never happened. It's not a real word. It's a corporate dog shit word.
Chris Larson?
I think it's a word.
Yeah, well, Chris, what did you major in? You didn't, science or something. You didn't,
not linguistics, but yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we all know that it's a word.
Yeah.
It's a corporate Made up word.
That was an impactful speech. Or
it's not even plugged in. Want me to plug this in for you?
Did it fall out?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Okay.
It's not a word, guys. It's a. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's like circle back, put a pin in it.
No, it's not. It's not like circle back or put a pin in it.
100%.
It's not.
Guys, go ahead and email yourmomspodcast@gmail.com if you think impactful's not a real word like me, and let's hear what the listeners
Do
you realize how stupid they all think you are? I know what you're going to say. Do you realize how dumb you're going
to
sound?
Well, you're comparing circle back to impactful or put a pin in it. Like
there's an article I read that impactful is a fucking corporate non-word.
Okay.
Yes, it's true. I read it in like the New Yorker like a fucking decade ago. There were articles written about how the word just came to be. It's not a real word.
Okay?
All
right.
It's not in fucking Webster's. It is now because everybody started using it. Like bling bling. It's like bling
it
bling.
It is not like bling
bling.
Bling
bling's not a fucking word. And then, you know,
no.
The housewives start saying bling bling.
No, no. You're talking about slang from a rap song?
Impactful. It's corporate slang, impactful. It's still
know.
Slang.
I don't know where you're getting this. I don't know what happened in your youth where impacts were made to...
Fucking hate that word. What's a word that you hate?
It's definitely not impactful.
I hate the word moist.
I've heard that so much and I've never understood it. I never understood why people are bothered by
this
it.
This cake is so moist. You're like...
Why is it why?
It just doesn't sound like a good word. I don't enjoy the sound. It sounds
That's a great descriptor, though.
Like moist pussy. I don't like it.
Which is the best kind of pussy. What do you want, dry pussy?
I like a dry pussy over a moist.
This cake is drier than a pussy. No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. Mm. Nah. Mm. I like that you're upset that I don't like the word impactful.
I'm not upset that you don't like the word impactful. I'm mocking and laughing at the fact that your illogical take on the word is nonsense.
It's not illogical. If you do your research, you'll notice there's an article written. I remember I read it.
If I do my research, I'll find some article that you read. I don't know what kind of shit that is.
You're going to find this conspiracy article. You haven't read the right articles, Tom. This is what we're talking about. You just haven't read the right literature. Let me educate you on the literature.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that came up was that this word's been around for 60 years. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's not a word.
Well, okay, then let's look at it. I'd say that 60 years is still not a new word.
Okay. It's not.
It didn't start in ye olden.
It's not fucking
times.
Bling bling or put a pin in it.
Hating a word doesn't make it less real, which means that people hate it. Scroll up. So let's look at the history. Maybe it'll have a genealogy. Can you please scroll up? I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also accused of being... Well, this says it's faced. This is fake news. Mark Lieberman pointed out in Language Log, the word was first used in the 1950s, 60s in context dealing with political theory, literary criticism, and clinical psychology before expanding into fashion and into the arts. By the early 1970s, it was being used in major media outlets, especially in arts and music. And it's not the term migrated business and marketing jargon later. In current use, Lieberman... finds it most in sports writing, but also in writing. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Another complaint levied
at
impactful is that it's not a well-formed word. Full means full of. Impact does not mean full of impact. But full doesn't only mean full of. It also means, among other things, characterized by, as in playful and tasteful. People are also object to impactful on the basis of its occupancy of a space already filled by other words like impressive, effective, and affecting can all be used in various contexts to do the job that impactful does. But since when does English like to limit itself? Synonyms abound, and most of them avoid the opprobrium that impactful endures.
All right, I'm bored.
Well, yeah, me too, because you're actually spewing nonsense to us.
Potato. Basically, he's saying, you may not like the way it sounds, but it's a commonly used word and therefore is a word. That is his argument. It doesn't necessarily...
What this really boils down to is that you just have beef with the word impactful.
That's right. I fucking hate it.
Okay. But all your other shit is bullshit.
Let's fight with impactful then. I think it's an illogical, stupid, it's redundant.
It's not redundant.
Impactful. You've already said what the fuck it is. What is fuller... more fuller impact.
He just explained it in that. Like, it means characterized by.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to move on with this. I'm so
Jesus,
upset.
We all have been.
No, I know. I mean, nobody wants to hear this debate anymore. Right? I mean, my God. Bring up some fart videos or something. Get me out of here.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
So impactful videos.
In a recent episode of the Bill Burt podcast with Burt Kirshner.
Relentless.
It's just that it never ends. I just like that it never ends.
Relentless.
I got you a guy that might turn you on. Something sexy for you.
Is it Young Garth?
No.
Ya se quiere dinero, lo siento, no tengo. She take my dinero, take my dinero.
I don't know.
His eyes are very open wide.
He wants you to feel what he's saying.
He's got spooky eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel his passion?
His money. He's talking about his dinero.
Oh. Yeah. I liked it. I wish you would sing to me in Espanol. Can you sing to me?
Nah.
This morning as I woke up, I felt a nice touch. You actually touched my shoulder, and I was so excited. I was like, you're touching me. Nice touches.
Yeah, I was looking for a pillow. Thought there was a pillow over there.
I long for this kind of romance. For a man who just woos me like this. Sing to me in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Quiero cagar.
You have to shit?
Yeah. I want to shit, I said.
I want, quiero.
Yeah.
Now, they used to say, yo quiero Taco Bell. It's improper, right? It would just be quiero.
No,
Taco
you're right.
Bell?
No, yo quiero. That works. Yeah. I want.
Well, you just said quiero.
Yeah. I don't know all the grammatical rules.
Okay.
Tengo ganas de cagar. I have a wish to shit.
One of the moments I knew you were for me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest moments in our relationship. There's been two great restaurant moments. This is the top two moments with you in my life. Number one, we were at this brunch place in Silver Lake we used to go to all the time. Dusty's. I don't even know if it's around anymore.
Yeah, on Sunset.
And I said to you, I dare you to walk up to that busboy and say, hey, I have to shit. Where's the bathroom? And you did it.
Yeah, well, he came by the table. Right? Or did I get up?
No,
I got
up.
You're right.
Because I watched you, and what did you say to him?
I said, me cago donde queda el baño.
You said, oye.
Oye, me cago donde queda el baño.
That's how you said it. Yeah. Oye, me cago. I have to shit. And he, without a blink. Like,
that's more like saying, I gotta shit.
Right.
Where's the bathroom?
But the best part of that is watching him just go, oh, yeah, right there, homie. Like, yeah. He did not even blink that some fucking widow came up to him and was like, hey, I got a shit in Spanish. He was like, because you know you don't hear it every day like that from a patron.
No, for sure.
That
I didn't say,
pretty
where's the bathroom? I made it clear that I got a shit.
Right.
The bathroom.
Which was the best moment.
You were
number
very excited
two,
about that.
Number two, we ate, as usual, way too much sushi. Remember, it was like on Beverly somewhere?
Uh-huh.
Some real sushi place where like we were the only fucking white people there. It was dope. And we ordered so much food. And what did you say to her? Remember, she drops the bill. She didn't speak much English.
No, that was Redondo.
Nam hatnam Redondo. This was Beverly. Yeah. It was not Redondo. And you go, no, I remember because this place was way shittier. This is like one of those shitty, like rad.
Then I don't remember what the story then, because the story I remember is in Redondo.
No, you go. She goes, do you like the food or something? And you're like, they split my intestines.
That was Redondo. That was that arigato, I promise.
That was not.
It was. And one thing I can say with certainty is that your memory is dog shit.
I know.
You don't remember things that happened fucking earlier today.
I don't care. I've had so many drugs in the last... Well,
it was definitely Casa Arigato.
Okay. So, Casa Arigato. How funny. It's like Spanish and Japanese.
Yeah.
But listen, okay, so what did you say to her?
She goes, how was the food? I go, it was great. I think I tore my stomach lining. And she was like, okay. Yeah.
Man, I tore my stomach lining?
Too much there.
We both did. We were
like, I was like, oh.
And also, like, You know how much sushi you have to put down for it to make you feel like you want to die?
Yeah.
So much. Because you don't get
real sick.
You don't get full on sushi. Who the fuck? You can't get full on sushi. You get full on rice. But you and I threw it down, homie. Yeah. You're like, I split my stomach.
Yeah. So much.
That was one of the, those are the, that, and then we went on our first movie date and we saw that movie, Open Water.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Grizzly Man.
Oh, the Grizzly Man. Yeah.
And that's when the guy was like, we don't know. We thought he was retarded.
Yeah.
And you and I started LOLing so loud.
Because he wanted to be dropped off in bear country, Alaska.
He was like, mm. And I was like, oh, this guy's for me, dude. Like, the fact that you and I both laughed.
Yeah.
At that exact moment, like, I was like, I love you.
Yeah, he's great.
You're for me, homie.
You're for me, homie.
Oh, shit. We've had some good times together.
Good times, Gene.
Yeah.
You know who he's looking for a good time?
Hey, everybody. Frick Biscuits for today. In the past few months, in the past days, weeks. I do have a girlfriend. And she is the most beautiful soul I've ever met. And it's true. And it's Moana. You know, the voice actress that plays Moana, Ali'i Trevallo. She's my girlfriend. And I announced it to the world. I'm not afraid. We've been talking for months, and I love her. She's amazing. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care.
I'm announcing this. And it is true. Most of you would not believe me. Call me insane, delusional. I don't care. She is mine. And I love her.
Okay.
I like his shirt.
Yeah, I like his necklaces, too.
What's going on? Where'd this come from?
From his Instagram. Yeah.
From his Instagram?
Yeah. Just got sent in.
And this is genuine?
Yeah.
It seems genuine. No,
totally genuine.
So is
he's saying he's dating the voice actress?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, that is totally possible.
Why is he, like, I'm not afraid? Yeah. I don't understand.
Is she a child?
Is that because he's not dating a voice actress?
I don't think he's telling the truth.
But he said, then he adds, I'm not delusional.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the actress's name?
Ali'i Trevallo.
Ali'i Trevallo. Okay.
She is mine.
Uh-oh.
That's a little.
She's my girlfriend.
He's not dating her.
She's, they're not
Fuck
dating.
Fuck
no. I don't know. Sorry. No, she's way out of your league, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're not dating Moana. No, sweetie. No.
Nope.
This chick's definitely not dating you.
Big old thumbs down.
No. So it's a lie. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's mentally not there. Or is he living his truth? I don't know. In this era, people are like, whatever you feel like you're dating Moana? I don't know. You're just living your truth.
Live your truth, man. Fucking, he's going to cry, though. He's about to cry.
I know, poor guy.
I know.
Why is it? Is it because he's been telling the lie, and then so many people are like, you're not dating Moana?
No, I think it's
Moana.
It's traumatizing to announce his truth. You know, like he's like, I'm dating her. She's mine. He's like, we've been talking, but he hasn't been talking to the. Maybe he's been talking to the cartoon. Like, he talks to Moana when it's playing, and then he's like, she's talking to me. He's highly delusional. Which is funny that he actually points out that he's not delusional.
This is true.
Because this is grade A1 delusion.
How dare you? He's just speaking his truth, Tom. He's not crazy. He's just expressing his feelings.
Yeah. God damn.
Is there more to him?
No.
Hold on. Can I take a pitch before we go to the next thing?
Okay.
Sure. I need to pee so I can be so happy.
We're back. You peed.
I did. I sissied hard. I pushed real hard.
That's what doctors tell you to do.
Mm-hmm. What we got, homie? That guy is so funny. He's not dating Moana. I was thinking about that. That was a really amazing clip that got sent.
Jesus Christ, man.
Is he considered a cool guy? I don't know.
That dude legit is like
a cool guy.
But he's also, I mean, he's not doing well, you know? I mean, he's about to cry, you know? talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
No.
It's not a good thing.
Not, definitely not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Good thing.
Hold on. I got this thing.
Dola, do we have any Benadryl here?
Benadryl.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to take some later.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Watch this one.
Every time she comes in to sing on every record, you know, you start getting kind of sweaty and just love the way she smelled.
How does she smell? That's such a loving thing to say.
She smells like nothing's impossible.
Oh, boy.
I hope this video doesn't scare you.
God.
Is this Trish?
Yeah, of course.
What do I smell like?
You know what you smell like.
What do I smell like?
Like I wish you'd hold it in more.
Oh, my God. Babe, look how happy you are. Look at that smile. That's the happiest you've been all day when you're upsetting me. Look at you. Yeah, that's a genuine smile. You never smile like that unless you really zinged somebody good. God. You haven't been this happy all week.
Than right now?
And you're insulting me, yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been having this conversation. That's why. It's revisiting a topic that's been coming up quite a bit.
My farts.
Yeah, and how I wish you could at least try to not let everyone out, you know? And look at that. Look at that.
Not going to happen.
Why?
What's the point of being married if I can't fart in front of you?
Well, you can, but you don't have to, like...
No. Listen, this is not an issue. Like, I cannot become somebody different. Now, you're asking me 17 years into a relationship to be better, be different. It's not happening, babe.
Why?
What about your farts?
I don't fart as much as you do.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
What about your burps? You were ripping all morning.
Yeah, I have indigestion.
So what?
Yeah.
I have butt indigestion. She smells like nothing's impossible.
God.
So, I really like that.
What's going on with that? Like, what is this need?
That's such
need?
A gross thing to say.
She smells like nothing's impossible.
Oh, and the way he said it? She smells.
You know
like
what it is?
Impossible.
It's like, it feels grifty to me. Like he knows what he's doing. He knows that he's tugging on heartstrings when he talks about his wife like that.
And he knows that G fan base is going to be like, do you see how, did y'all see what he said on the Good Morning Show when she asked him how Ms. Yearwood smells? And he's like, she smells like nothing's impossible. I wish Tucker would say that about me.
I know. But see, I did the exact same thing. And I turned to you and I was like, wish my fucking... husband loved me as much as G loves Trish.
I bet when he goes to bed, she's not like, and then wakes up.
Yes, she does.
Bullshit.
Trish.
She probably sits on the toilet and does it.
Trish eats.
Yeah, I know, but she probably farts on a toilet. That's probably what happens. And he's bullshit. He's like, whenever she comes in to sing on a song, you start getting all sweaty and nervous. Bullshit.
Not after 20 years.
Come on.
Every time she comes in to sing on every record, you know, you start getting kind of sweaty and just love the way she smelled.
How does she smell? It's such a loving thing to say.
She smells like nothing's impossible.
Oh, God. And you know what, too? Like
and look, the tears are about to fucking start running.
Yeah, he's crying. His pussy's all fucking bloody again.
Bullshit.
And, like, look what he does. It's really deliberate. So you're Gail King. He's like, she smells like nothing's impossible. Mm-hmm. Like he makes eye contact with Gail
and his head
to tug those heartstrings. Yeah, like it's so contrived. It feels so. Mm. And do you think he was given that question in advance so that he could?
I don't know. I don't
GFI?
Know.
Yeah, they always give them the questions in advance. These big interviews, they don't let him wing it.
Here's what I'd like to ask Garth personally.
Imagine a pig with tits.
Imagine that, G. Hmm? You think anyone's ever asked him that?
No way.
Yeah?
Nobody's ever said that to him.
God.
He gets his butt licked constantly by his staff. No way.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff.
Weird.
Dude, nobody's challenging him on shit, Broham.
Mm-mm.
And they haven't for years.
This is something I have not yet seen, but whenever I see something like this in my folder, I get excited.
Okay.
Your bars, love, I can't save you. Sorry.
What's your empire? What fuck?
Shoplifting.
What?
That fuck.
Shoplifting?
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Oh, you fucking half-faced fucking cow. Who do you think you are, eh?
You're not allowed.
I've got to fuck you. Yeah. Ah, fuck off, you chicken.
Get out.
Cows. Hey, you know what I always say? Time to harden friends of you. Ta-da to fucking you.
That was rad.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that accent.
I don't know anything basically that was said.
Oh, ta-da.
The end, yeah. Ta-da to fucking you.
She's like, I didn't steal this vodka, you cunt. You think I'm going to steal the fucking vodka?
Your bottle of a con save, yeah. Sorry.
Love a con save, yeah.
Shoplifting.
You're shoplifting?
That fucker.
Shoplifting?
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Oh, you fucking half-face fucking cow. Who do you think you are, eh?
You're not allowed.
A bottle of vodka. Ah, fuck off, you chicken.
Get out.
Hey, you. You know what I always say? Time to rot and friends a few. Ta-da to fucking you.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I get it, but it's not like it's all clear to me.
No.
You know what I always say? I got that. Yeah, ta-da to fucking you.
I love this. Yeah. I could just watch them talk. This accent is so adorable.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's like in France, man. Everybody there speaks like this. Wait, what was that right there?
Can we say it again? Let's hear it again.
From the beginning.
You choose your Antarctica focus.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Again.
Choose. Again.
You choose your aunt and fuck it. You choose your aunt and fuck it.
Fuck your aunt, basically.
You choose your aunt and fuck it.
Ta-da to fucking you.
Ta-da,
nice.
Ta-da to fucking you.
Ta-da, ta-da to fucking you. Yeah.
It's like ta-ta there, retard.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Ta-ta there to fucking you.
Ta-ta there, retard.
Hey! Yeah. Good timing.
We got you.
That,
ta-ta there, retard.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
Ta-ta there.
Yeah. Ta-ta.
Look at this guy's gear, too.
Oh, the chains.
Fuck, he's on it, bro.
Ta-da to fucking you.
Fucking. I like how they say they're
fucking you.
Yeah. You can fuck right off and then fucking. It's fuck.
Pretty great.
Fucking you. You know what? I love that movie, Trainspotting, just to watch them talk and try to understand them. And Francis Begbie. Dude, I can't understand a word Begbie says.
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, how
you
great
saw
is
him
he?
In Halston now.
One of these butt fucking dudes in
the
Halston.
Performance of a Lifetime. I just saw that. I just saw a billboard. That it's the performance
it's
of a,
such a good
he
show.
He is an amazing actor, though.
Ewan McGregor, I've been in love with him forever. Yeah,
yeah.
He's fantastic.
He's aged really well, too.
Hell yeah, he has.
I wonder if he really takes care of himself. That's what it is.
Him and Russell Crowe, I used to be a huge...
Does not comparable as far as how they age.
No, but I've always liked them
since they're great
they were
actors.
Young in their careers. I just love, I followed those two bros. I like those dudes.
They bro down hard.
Yeah, yeah. Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Wait, where's he? Is he English?
Ewan is he Scottish? Maybe he's Scottish.
Fucking shite being Scottish.
Yeah.
That's what he says in Trainspotting.
Is he?
It's fucking shite.
So the UK. Perth.
Perth.
Oh, so Scottish. Yeah.
Scottish actor.
He's Scottish.
Yeah.
You know what I really hate? I have to admit. I really hated when, what's his name that plays fucking Shrek?
Oh, Mike Myers?
Yeah. I kind of hate when he puts on the Scottish accent.
Why?
Because I can tell it's... Like, I wonder if Scottish people hearing him do it think it's authentically as good. Because you listen to Ewan McGregor, you watch Trainspotting or this guy, and you're like, oh, that's a Scottish brogue or whatever the fuck they call it, a brogue, right?
I don't know
the word. But you hear Mike Myers, and you're like, that's just like a guy pretending to be Scottish.
I got you.
And I'll be like, it's good.
He's pretty great at accents.
He's amazing. And hey, he's funny as shit. Yeah. I love Shrek. I love everything Mike Myers has ever done. But then every now and then I'm like, why the choice to make it's him, Scott? You know, like, he's like, I can do the accent. Like, yeah, but it doesn't sound real to me.
But he grew up in Canada with
Scottish,
British parents.
British parents. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
So he could always dip in and out of the, usually like the British stuff real easy. I mean, you know, that was what was the other character? What was his love?
Oh, the yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, because sometimes I'm like, it doesn't sound authentic.
The story I read about him in SNL is they were just like, he was fucking unbelievable.
I believe it.
That he would write the great, great sketches and that his sketches would just be home runs.
Bangers.
You know?
Yeah, he really has a talent of knowing like what, it's a good sensibility. His sense of humor was just perfect for SNL.
Yeah.
Like he was a sketch character guy.
He was part of the
guy.
Class. Like, I feel like everybody that at least that grows up in the States has an SNL period that you grew up with. And for me, I think it started probably in fourth grade. And it ran predominantly through maybe eighth grade, you know, those years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it kind of fades. And you kind of go in and out in high school and stuff. But man, that foundation of like fifth, sixth, seventh grade is when I like the class that I grew up watching in that time had Sandler, Rock, Farley, Spade, Nealon, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. Like those were the stars during that time.
Yeah, that was
so
awesome.
It was like like a Hall of Fame era, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a tight era, dude.
Yeah.
And then I remember when
that's why I think it's so nuts to run into
Nealon
and Spade and like talking like crazy, man.
These are my heroes because I grew up like David Spade had said when he was doing the news desk.
I just brought him on
Hollywood
stage
the other
day at the at Supernova, and I was like, this is still crazy to me.
I remember this David Spade joke. It was when Cindy Crawford did the commercial for Charlie. They call it Charlie. That was the name of the song and the commercial. And he goes, Cindy Crawford has a new ad out and they call it Tone Deaf. And I always remember like, oh, it's so he was so good
he's
at those
so funny.
Hollywood Minute snarky shits.
His snark
God,
is
he's
the
so
best.
So fucking funny. But then In Living Color came on and that show changed my life. Now that one I memorized. Sunday night rolled around. I would watch it. I write like, oh my God, that was the funniest thing. I'd go to school and talk about it with Shauna next day.
That cast was
bangers, dude.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
David Alan Grier. Tommy Davidson. Keenan Ivory Wayans. I mean, those were like the, I mean, I'm leaving people out, but it was heavy hitters, man.
And fucking J-Lo was one of the dancers.
J-Lo was
the Fly Girls.
Yeah, the Fly Girls.
The Fly Girl, everything about that show was just banger, banger, banger too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
That shit. And then I loved when Dag did the guy in prison that he's like, they couldn't pronounce. Was that him? He's like, woman with breasts. That shit. God damn.
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown. Homie don't play that.
Yeah. Homie would just smack kids in the head.
Yeah,
and
that
shit
was great. What a good time for comedy.
God damn.
That was we're lucky we got to grow up with all that. And The Simpsons, back when The Simpsons were like the beginning, that was good.
Also amazing foundation.
Yeah.
I heard you bitches looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
Bitch, here I go.
All right.
It's my time, bro.
Not as many today. We have somebody. Hopefully these are some real home runs. I got to say, last week, little depressing, kind of a depressing run, but I am somebody who respects that the artist has different feelings, and that may have been curated on a sad day.
Listen, I was on a lot of oxys. I was in house quarantine with my broken limb. That's what you get, bro.
That's what you get.
So maybe this will be a brighter, now that I'm on a better path.
Okay. Here you go.
Do Tom Lankus, though.
Here you go. Talk number one.
Hi. I went to Walmart dressed like this. Let's normalize sex and saggy boobs. We're women. We have saggy boobs.
So what's happening today in today's world is like, I want to wear my hoary, crocheted, inappropriately cut top in public. And I want to get away with it. So what I'm going to do is blame the man. And I'm going to be like, let's normalize soggy boobs in poorly supportive crocheted tops. So when you put it on society, instead of taking personal responsibility for your looks.
Yeah.
And that's the new way to get away with any fucking form of lunacy you want to participate in. Can we please normalize?
And also, you can normalize saggy boobs without wearing that fucking top.
That's
Walmart.
What I'm saying.
I feel like the next that's part of this TikTok is they asked me to leave.
Of course.
Yeah.
Should be. Because they will. Because it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. You know that.
Look at that.
Look at those milkers.
Hi. I went to Walmart dressed like this.
And they asked me
Let's
to leave.
Let's normalize saggy boobs. We're women. We have saggy boobs.
Yeah. Let's normalize it.
Well, you can.
You can't normalize that top.
No, the top isn't appropriate. You know what I mean? Like, saggy boobs are normalized, I feel like. Who's telling you?
We all
Who's
know that you? There's a full spectrum of boob sizes.
Yeah.
There's small boobs and medium-sized boobs and flat boobs and big boobs and
Who is in her life is shaming her for her soggy boobs?
Walmart said, please don't wear that here. Your tits are out. They don't care how long and saggy they are. They're out.
Just any tits. Dude.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday to everyone. Hope everyone has
Had a blessed day last night and having a great day today, this afternoon. Here in Houston, the weather is awesome. It is nice and hot and humid. Just finished doing tons of chores today. Headed to wash my SUV right now to the car wash. So stay positive, be blessed, get some rest. The week starts tomorrow. Let's make it exciting today. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is one of those talks where they're like, have a good day, have a good tomorrow, and hope you're having a good Sunday. I'm having a good Sunday. Are you having a good Sunday?
And he also pointed out that it says happy Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday. It's the beginning of the work week, if you're not familiar with how days of the week normally go. And then I'm going to go get my car cleaned right now. I hope you have...
I know. It's the best.
Yeah.
He likes to keep you updated on his life.
Fully updated. And that's what I want. Just to know everybody's absolute minimal move.
But that isn't that the point? I feel like that's the point of social media, is that now you have to let everybody know what you're doing.
Exactly what you're doing.
All the time.
Yes.
And he's just following Proto, you know, letting you know.
Way to go, sir.
This is at Larry M. 713. He's in Dallas.
He's the in Houston.
Weather's, oh, sorry, the Houston. And the weather's nice and hot today.
It's hot.
And cicadas are out. I can
wearing
hear them.
Shorts. Feels good. That's another funny thing, by the way. That shorts are like,
I hate shorts.
They're American.
Oh,
you learn that more when you travel abroad, that people are like, the fuck are you wearing?
100%.
Because Europeans wear capris.
Yeah.
Men. When it's hot.
Which are gay.
They're
AF too.
So gay. They're the gayest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Short pants. Yeah. Essentially.
I'd rather give six guys a hand job at a bus stop than wear capris for a fucking minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
and Euros wear Speedos, too. They don't wear...
True.
Well, they used to. I don't know what they do now, but... Yeah. But I have contempt for men in shorts. I think it looks stupid.
Why?
They're just short pants.
You grew up here. You're used to shorts.
I know, but I feel like it's so childish. Like, what are you, a fucking 10 years old?
Just wear pants.
Wear pants. I don't wear shorts. Shorts look terrible on me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just projecting my own thing, because I don't look good in shorts, and I just hate... I hate seeing ugly legs. I'm, you know...
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it's an immature fashion. Ugh. Look at you, dick. Yeah, you look like a fucking dick. Especially
what?
When they're like preppy. I can't handle
what kind
it.
Of shorts do you accept?
Baggy, like Cali ones. Like I like shorts that go to the knee kinda.
Long shorts.
Long shorts that are like baggy.
You like short pants.
I like short pants, European short pants, yeah.
Ugh.
I hate preppy. Okay, like East Coast. Remember when we dressed up like douchebags for the West Palm Beach show?
Yeah.
Like those kind of shorts.
These are ridiculous.
I don't like the khaki.
Tiny suit. Those are real. That's a real picture. I thought that was a funny picture. Hit that link, that Pinterest link there.
Tiny suit shorts.
Yeah. 17 glorious photos of men walking around London in tiny suit shorts.
That's ridiculous.
That is a real thing?
No.
Come on.
Tiny suits isn't open on Sunday. They are now. See, there's a reason they put that police character from Reno 911 in tiny shorts, because it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right, here we go.
Tiny shorts isn't...
Oh, he's getting it off.
She. Her preferred pronoun is she.
Someone has decided that this has ruined their life as well?
Okay. I mean, look how painful that is. Poor lady.
What?
I feel like I could watch this all day, too.
Oh, yeah.
So soothing. You're like, yeah, get it off, get it off.
That's a lady?
It's a man that's transitioned to being a woman, and now she's getting her facial tattoos removed because she's not into them anymore. It's terribly, it looks terribly. Look how still she's being. I mean, gosh, right around the mouth area has got to be so sensitive.
When she's doing that, the removal part, it looks like it's actually coming off clean.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's burning that top layer.
Ah.
And then it'll heal, and then it's taking out the pigmentation in that layer of skin.
Gotcha.
So it'll crust up, heal, and then you have to do another layer and layer and layer and layer. So I think there's 7 layers of skin or something that tattoo goes through. That's why it takes so long, because it's pretty deep in there. That's how they stay in the skin.
This is intense.
The lips, too. I know. Oy.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Hope everyone had a great night last night. Ready for a great day and get ready for the weekend. It is weekend time. Before I get started, anything else, I'll do a few shout outs this morning. I want to do a shout out for a birthday, Lauren Roskus. Happy birthday. Have a great day. 20 years old today. Also, a happy Friday to Kyler, Breezy, and Kat. Just a happy Friday. Hope you all have a great day. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to Eric. Eric is kind of down right now. He's going through some personal things right now. So, Eric, just hang in there, man.
Just
keep it up. Keep going. Get ready tonight. Go out and hit the clubs. You can get it, boy. So, want everybody to stay positive. Be blessed. Make it a great day today. And today's Friday, so what's tomorrow? If you don't work, it's weekend time. So have a good one and be blessed. Bye.
I just had a great idea. Ready? Great idea. I would like Chris Larson to start doing posts like this. I would like your next monthly post to be like, hey, everybody, it's Chris Larson. I just finished work here. It's Friday. Weekend's coming. And I hope you have a great weekend. Want to do a couple shout-outs. Everybody sent me their butthole pics and their puss pics. Thank you very much to Lauren and Sheila and Stephanie and Rebecca. And hope you have a great weekend. And I'll be back on Monday at work. I work here. And stay positive. Can we do that, please?
I don't know if I have his level of charisma.
You do. You do. If you're worried about it, you
do. What about just forcing Chris to give birthday shout-outs?
Birthday shout-outs. And I want you to lift people up who are down.
It sounds like you want me to do, like, King videos.
Sure.
Sure. Chris, please do this.
Please.
Hey, your boss asked you to do something. You better do it.
Come on, man. No one's forcing you to do anything, but, you know, make everybody here happier.
Just try. Practice. Today is Friday. Wish everybody a happy weekend.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear a practice run. And start with, hey, it's Chris Larson.
Hey, it's Chris Larson. happy Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. So I guess that means it's the weekend. Hopefully you're getting off work soon.
That's good.
Yeah, because it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Okay, we're going to start doing this.
Oh, man, every Friday you got to do the weekend shout-outs.
Yep, weekend shout-outs.
No, okay, here's what it is. It's happy Friday. Hope you have a good weekend. Tell me what you're going to do this weekend. And then he's got to read off
and then
what
you
people
say what,
are going to do.
And then you got to say what you're going to do. You'd be like, this weekend I was going to get some new pillows. And I got some laundry to do. I'm probably going to have dinner. I found a new recipe. I'm going to try that this weekend, too.
Yeah, Chris. Okay, so tell them what you're going to do this weekend. Go ahead. What are your plans?
Oh, God. Everybody, I'm going to probably fix the lock on my door and maybe cook some dinner. Just prep for the week, you know. Maybe cook 4 meals so they have one meal for the day, and then have a fun day, one day of the week. And I'm gonna enjoy this weekend. It's good to be back in LA for this weekend, so I'm gonna have a lot of fun. Thanks.
Man, you're really killing it
You're
a natural. All right, we're gonna get him on TikTok soon too, okay?
The problem with Chris Larson is that he's almost too good at this. He gives information. Now the secret to these duds is you can't actually give any information. You just be like, I'm good. Are you good? What are you looking at?
No, is that a shadow? Okay. I thought all of a sudden I saw bruising, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, wow.
You've been pushing me around?
No, I just thought that maybe you were, like, going through a cardiac episode or something.
Oh, my God. Look how happy you were about that. Why are you laughing? You're like, I'm worried you're in a cardiac, and then you laugh? God, you're so mentally ill. God, you're at your happiest when you're insulting me or when I'm dying. Have you noticed that?
No.
Look how thrilled you are. This is the happiest you've been all episodes. You think I'm going in a cardiac arrest. Look at you. God, you have fucking emotional problems. You okay?
I'm okay. Okay, should we keep going?
Please do the video call. I want to fuck you. Please. Please beg me. Please. I am very much interested to fuck you. Please.
I'd like to see that from Chris Larson, too.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Yeah. Horny talks?
Yeah.
You're asking for a lot now.
That was really cool.
That was a good one, right? Yeah. So this is like ramping up to the weekend when the horny talks start coming. People start drinking.
They start on Thursday, right?
They start Thursday night generally. And then by Sunday, it is horny fever all over the talks, at least in my feed. People get fired up.
Okay. Pretty cool.
This guy is so horny. Yeah, I love it. Ooh, watch this. Putting that cayenne on these motherfuckers. Watch this bitch. Watch him.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, but just put some fucking tahini on there and some soy sauce.
They're just all alive and crawling.
Yeah, bro.
That's
she
serious.
Eats them right out the bowl, homie.
Really?
This bitch is wild. She does all those mukbangs or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That's live.
Mm-mm. Hard pass.
GETLIVEI.
All
right. So you're missing your front teeth?
I only have 6 teeth in my mouth.
How do you chew?
I gum everything.
Really? So you don't eat steak?
I do. There are certain foods that I eat that I have to cut in small pieces, and pretty much I just swallow them whole, just like a snake does.
No, I'm sure you still get the nutrients.
Yeah. So it's taken some time to get used to it, a different way of eating. So, you know, there are different things that change in my life because of my transformation, and eating is one of them. If you see the pattern and what's going on, there's several stages of evolution. So my transformation is a metamorphosis, and I will reach the end stage as a full dragon when I have all my procedures completed.
Moving on.
My name is Tiamat Legion Medusa.
And you are?
I am. No.
Yeah.
You're not even curious? I mean, what's happening here? This was really a good find. I mean, he's converting to be a snake. Well, he's a snake now. He wants to be a dragon. And he only. He only has 6 teeth, so he gums everything.
I got it all.
And the eyes.
Everything's
are,
understood.
I mean, dude, you're not fucking blown away.
I'm upset.
Listen, in the history of shit that I have found on the internet, I would argue this is top 10 fucking crazy, bro.
I don't like it.
Of course not. That's the whole point. That's what I love. Is when
no,
you don't
I like
it.
Things that are wild that I like, not that I don't like. I don't like this.
Do you think, now hold on, just listen to me for 1 second. Do you think in today's world that he has a therapist who's like, yes, this is wonderful. You're finally becoming the dragon snake you've always
no.
wanted to be.
No.
You need to go with this. Your feelings are important. You feel like a snake. You are a snake. Or do you think they're like, listen, you've got severe emotional problems.
I think this person doesn't have the wherewithal to seek out a therapist. I think they're like, I'm my own therapist.
But do you, yeah.
You know people like that.
But hold on.
I talk to myself.
Yeah.
That's who I mostly talk to is me.
Do you think, though, if this story were to go into the media and people would congratulate him, like, man finally becomes a snake he's always known he can be, and, like, we congratulate him for his metamorphosis, or do we recognize it as mental illness?
We all know what's going on. Yeah. Let's move to the next one.
What's the narrative for the snake guy? Is what I'm thinking. In today's society, it's
please
like, good for him.
Stop showing me this person. That's the fucking negative.
Oh, there she is.
I just picked all these cucumbers today.
Cucumbers?
So I guess I'm going to be making pickles.
She's like Ilaria Baldwin.
And with over 35 plants of tomatoes, these just started coming in today. So I picked all these.
Yeah, your tits are too big. No one ever told you that?
Tits are... No, so people do tell her she's 67 years old and she wears bikinis a lot and she likes to show off her body and her husband takes bikini pics of her. She knows what she's doing. She's like that lady last week who was making...
Could you turn the heater off?
Coconut macadamia snacks with her boobs out. Like, yeah. This is just another excuse to show off her tits in a tank top. She's like, I picked all these cucumbers.
Yeah, she's holding dicks.
Yeah, it's just dicks. It's two bowls of dicks. And no, I can't turn the heater off because I'm cold.
How are you cold?
Because I've been the shut-in for the last 8 weeks.
Okay.
My blood.
Well, this was a lot of fun. I don't
think you did feel fun. The only time you had fun is when you thought I was going into cardiac arrest.
That was the funniest moment. But I had a fun time doing the show today, I'm saying.
Oh, okay, but I feel like I wanted you to leave on a positive TikTok and like.
Oh, no, I mean, these were better than the last ones. The last batch was real sad. This was better.
You feel like I'm back online now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're doing well again.
My mental health is in a better place.
I thought when I looked down that this was all turning black and blue, and I was like, ugh.
Like, what are you seeing?
Well, it's just a shadow. That's all I'm seeing is a shadow.
Yeah, but I see a shadow on your neck, and I don't think.
I know, but at first it just threw me, and I was like, uh-oh, you know?
Your fantasy is something different than reality, homie. I think you're fantasizing that I've got, like, bruises on me. Is that what you wish you saw?
No, I thought I was seeing, like, you know, the spirit kind of creep up and choke you out. And I was like, oh, yes, 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 yes. So, okay. All right. The closing song is Peterson Connelled by Craftmatics. This was a lot of fun today.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
See? We always do well, just you and me, homie.
It was fun. It was really fun.
We sit down, we party, we...
Now I got to go get this fucking stupid thing off my arm. I can't wait.
I can't wait for you. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
You guarantee it.
That shit off.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Later, homies.
Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. This is America, you dumb son of a bitch, okay? You're fired, buddy. You're fired, buddy. You're fired, buddy. Ta-ta, they're retarded. Ta-ta, they're retarded. Ta-ta, they're retarded. When you fuck her, brother, you gotta get a grip on her. You get in front of that shit. You gotta get a gun, buddy. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. What's up there, Chomo?
What's up there, Chomo?
What's up there, Chomo? Retired double A, retire, you fucking retard, fucking retard. Guys, how do you get a job here, there, fuck face? How do you get a job here, there, fuck face? You know what? Fired, okay? You didn't fall out of Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled. Peterson Connelled.
You fucking baby rapist! You fucking baby rapist!